Why you trying to be just like me? It's kind of lame,
that's lame, bruh.
I don't want to be your man.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, hosting tonight's show, This Is Awkward. Hopefully you guys tuned in to DJ Diamond's show right before this. I love her so much, and her commentary on Hollywood gossip is hilarious. So if you guys didn't tune in, be sure to next Friday at 6, and or you can go on to radio.dominican.edu and listen to her podcast of tonight's show and last week's as well. And mine will be up there too. All right, so let's get down to business. Tonight's topic of discussion is parties. I just went to one last night with my friends and basically entire school, so I thought it'd be perfect to talk about it tonight. Parties are, you know, a big deal in high school and in college. In high school, if you went to them, you were considered popular or in the cool crowd, I guess. In college, it's an even bigger deal, but it doesn't really mark you as cool or not if you go to parties or don't go to parties. But, you know, because college students really couldn't care less whether you went to them or not. But the people you hang out with at parties, you'll start to have a different bond with them than just in a classroom setting. And those relationships and memories that you have are a couple of things that make college so fun. A lot of people want to go to parties but feel awkward or out of place and just don't know how to go about it, so they choose not to go altogether. I definitely enjoy going to parties with my friends, just the whole social atmosphere. I really vibe with it. So, you know, I wasn't always a partier. I don't want to really consider myself a partier, but I wasn't a party type of girl. I wouldn't go to them. In high school, my first party was junior year, I believe. And after that one, the next party I went to was after we graduated, after my class graduated, and they were all graduation parties. So, yeah, I put together a list of kind of tips and tricks for partying that I've come to learn myself through the different party experiences. And I just wanted to share them with you and kind of expand on a few of them before I get into the juicy stuff, which will be my personal party stories. So number one on the list for party tips would be, don't drink on an empty stomach unless you really want to die. Like, that is no joke. Just eat something, because if you drink on an empty stomach, you will get wasted. You will get wasted out of your mind really fast, and you will have an extreme hangover for sure. Number two, dress to impress, but don't forget comfort. And I look at this, okay, so if I'm drinking, I'm going to be saying some stupid things. I'm going to be, you know, crazier than usual. So I don't want to look crazy while I'm acting crazy. Does that make sense? I want to look good while I'm doing stupid shit. So, yeah. And, you know, wear something comfortable. Don't even try to, I don't know, wear heels to a party. Like, forget that. Unless you're in Arizona, that's a different story. Number three on the list. If you want to bring your own alcohol, put it in a water bottle or a Coke bottle, depending on if it's light or dark alcohol. And this is good, so you don't have to feel so stressed about hiding it if there's police around or even parents. I don't know, kids have parties with their parents in the house, like, I've been there, done that pretty much every day over summer. So number four on the list, which I think is one of the most important, be confident. People at parties react well when you look comfortable in the like environment and are outgoing. If you feel awkward, just remember, people don't know what you're feeling. So if you put on a face like you belong there, the vibes will eventually change from awkward to chill, and you'll end up having a really good time. Just act like you know what you're doing. Number five, bring a friend, and don't just bring any friend. Bring one that you can trust with your life, because there will be situations in which they're life or death. Not to be dramatic, but no, seriously. So your friend, you know, will act as your wing woman, your, what is it, wingman, I guess, and help you navigate through certain party interactions. And if you both decide to drink, situate a ride before the party so you don't have to struggle trying to find one when you're ready to leave. Because when you're drunk, you're not going to be able to give your friend directions properly over the phone. They're just going to get super confused, and it's not good. Number six, don't leave your cup of alk sitting around, and don't take drinks from strangers or people who might not have your best interests at heart. I mean, not every person is out to get you. Not every person wants to poison you or spike your drink, but you can never be too cautious. So just don't leave your cup sitting around, and make your own drinks or bring your own alcohol, or just take it from people you actually trust. Number seven, if you are drinking out of like those red solo cups, a cool way to know how much to drink and what type of alcohol, is to use the lines on the actual cup. There are lines on the solo cups that are like put there on purpose, so people know how much they're drinking or should drink. So the line at the base of the cup is 1 ounce, and that's meant for hard liquor. And then the second line is near the middle of the actual cup and measures at 5 ounces, which is meant for wine. The last line is right above that, which measures at 12 ounces and is meant for beer. So if you're trying to measure out a shot, just remember that bottom line is your green light, okay, people? Number eight on the list, if you're trying to open a beer and there's no bottle opener, girls, if you have an eyelash curler, it works just the same way. Or go up to a guy and have him open it. I'm sure he has one built into his shoe or something. And that's one way to start a conversation. And I'm sure there's other ways to open a beer, but, you know, the guy will probably know that. So just go up to the guy, cute one, find a cute one, start a conversation. You're good to go. Number nine on the list. So college students, I know you all have one of those stupid Brita filters. I hate them so much. I don't know why, you guys. My mom had one, and the lid would always fall off while I was pouring the water into my glass, and water would go everywhere, like every time I got water. So I just hated them ever since. But every dorm hall I've watched on YouTube, they all buy a Brita filter. So, you know, I figured, why not put it to actual good use? And if, you know, since alcohol is expensive, you just buy the cheap stuff and then you filter it using the Brita filter. You filter it 4 times, and it will eventually taste like expensive alcohol. It'll taste way better. So that's just another tip. Number 10 on the list. Okay, you guys, this is the most important. If you see someone passed out or just needs help, help them. Don't just stand by and watch. Like, help. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about this one party that I went to. And I'll share that story later on. But no one was helping her. And I felt so bad because she looked dead. And, you know, I didn't want to, you know what, I'll just explain that later on. But if you see someone who's passed out or needs help, help them. If you're trying to put them to bed, roll them on their side or their stomach with one arm up so that they can't roll themselves back on their back, because, no joke, you guys, they can, you know, choke on their own vomit, and that's bad. Also, put a trash bag right beside them and force water down their throat if they are able to swallow, and give them some sort of bread or crackers, anything that will help absorb the alcohol that's left. So those are all 10 of my tips and tricks. We're kind of going to an early break, but that's okay. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. I hit it from the back, she wanted deeper. Yeah, I f***ed her to Rich Homie song. She my girl, so I f***ed her with no rubber. When she see me out in public, she make crazy faces. When I f***ed her mother, she go crazy, crazy. She ain't fighting bass. Dead faces in my pocket, I ain't wishing. Bought a house in Hollywood and I love my neighbors. When I'm a blood, and you know I f*** with labels. Hey guys, we're back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Awkward, and I'm DJ Goody. Before break, I was giving you all my 10 tips and tricks for partying, and now some personal stories involving yours truly and the party scene. So I'm going to start at the very beginning of my party career. So my first party was junior year of high school, and I, like I said, I wasn't a party girl at all. I just didn't hang out with those type of people, and I just didn't think that you needed to party to have fun. So junior year, this party was actually a birthday party for this kid named William, and he actually made a whole, what's it called? Like an event Facebook page. So everyone in our class was invited. It wasn't like an exclusive party or anything. He actually made a Facebook page about it. So it's not even that cool. But my best friend Karina and I, we decided to go, of course, because it was our first party. I think it was junior year. Sophomore or junior year. But anyway, I didn't have my license yet, so my brother dropped us off. And so we're walking in. We go up to the front of the door, and we're like, no, this is weird. We don't want to knock on the door. So we go around back where the gate was open, the back gate. And as soon as we walk in, we see this, what is it, an electric bull? An electric bull. And our classmates are there. And this one girl that I had gone to middle school with, she just looked at us. She gave us the biggest stink eye. And I was like, oh my God, we haven't even been here for freaking 15 seconds and she's already like giving us the stink eye. So I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so weird. I already hate it. And we go more into the backyard and all of the alcohol seems to be gone. So I was like, wow, okay. So looks like we're not actually going to drink at this party. We're just going to be given the stink eye all night. So that's cool. But eventually, I think we found some beer in the kitchen, and we had no idea what we were doing there. There was random people that were looking a little old, probably like in their 30s, that shouldn't have been there. William's mom was actually at the party, and so I thought that was a little uncomfortable. So anyway, the night goes on. There, like, we dance and stuff, and you know, it turns out to be, you know, a little more fun than we thought. And then the cops show up, and I'm holding the drink in my hand, and I'm like, oh my God, Karina, we have to go. We need to leave. I'm like freaking out. I'm sweating profusely. I have no idea what to do. So I go out front, like out the front door. And the police are coming up the front steps. I'm like, oh my God. I literally throw the drink into the bushes before they can see it. And I run back inside. And I'm like pushing past, Karina and I are pushing past everyone at the party. I'm like, we need to get out of here. And so we go into the back. And I don't know how, but their backyard was connected to a tennis court. And so we somehow got into the tennis court and ran. We kept running. I don't know where we were running to. But we hopped a fence. And I must have been way more turnt than I thought, because I hopped this 6-foot fence like it was nothing. Like it was honestly just a foot tall. And I scraped my knees and we were running down the street. And of course, Karina's like freaking out. She's like, my mom's gonna find out. Oh my God, like have your brother come pick us up. And so I had Karina, I think, call my brother. I can't remember. I was like, oh my God, Taylor, the cops are here. You gotta pick us up now. You guys, the cops would have just shut down the party. We wouldn't have gone to jail. And it's just so funny looking back at it. I seriously thought I was gonna be arrested. And I just felt so dumb. I woke up in the morning with scrapes on my knees. And, you know, I felt pretty cool because I hopped a freaking fence. Turns out, like, the party still went on, I think. And the cops didn't really do anything because William's mom was there. Don't ask me how she got away with giving alcohol to minors, but she did. So that was just, like, my first party experience. Well, Karina and I's first party experience. Which wasn't like the greatest, but it's just funny to think back. So I'm kind of sharing the most significant party stories Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But the second one that I'm thinking of is my freshman year party. The first party that I went to ever. Yeah, freshman in college. I'm like talking to DJ Diamond over here. Yeah, my first college party. And it was just, it was me and my close friends. My two best friends had come to visit me. And, oh yeah, if you guys were listening last show, the guy I talk about, my little college freshman love affair thing, it was his party. And so we were all drinking and having a great time. And, you know, Philip, that's the guy, my college love affair, his name. Philip and I were just having so much fun doing couple things and whatever. We won probably 7 rounds of beer pong, took I don't know how many shots, but we were all so gone. My two best friends didn't drink, luckily, because during our last beer pong game, I slipped on my drink that I had dropped myself, and I completely just ate the floor. I knocked myself out, and my friends ran to me so fast. They flipped me over, and because I was knocked out, like, I obviously wasn't conscious, but I had a fat baseball-sized welt above my eye, and, like, my eye was completely swollen shut. And my Karina tells me all the time, she was, like, so freaked out. She thought it was, like, dead or something. Like, she was thinking the worst. And so I don't really remember much because, of course, I was blacked out. But they brought me to the bathroom, and they're, like, trying to feed me bread, give me water. And they're like, oh, my God, like, do we call an ambulance, whatever. One guy was like, hey, can we continue drinking? I was like, what the? I found that out after. I was like, wow, what a doucher. But my two best friends, since they were completely sober, they took me and Philip to the hospital, Kaiser Emergency Care here in Marin. And as soon as they walk in with me, because they're both holding on to me, as soon as they walk into the hospital, the lady at the front desk, she does like a drinking gesture with her hand. And, like, starts laughing. I'm like, bish, why are you laughing? Like, this is a college girl just, like, blacked out with a huge welt on her face. Like, that is not funny. And so they take me back. They put me on an IV just to get, like, fluids in me, you know, because I'm pretty sure I had alcohol poisoning. And, yeah, I was just completely shwasted. So I spent that night at the hospital. I was so, like, they just wanted to hold me there till to make sure I didn't have a concussion, for one, and two, just to make sure that I wasn't, like, super wasted. And I remember having to go to the bathroom every, like, maybe 3 minutes, and I would seriously run in place until they unhooked me from the IV. And I threw a towel in the toilet, for one, and, like, it was just quite an experience. But since that was the first party of freshman year that I went to, and I think it was only a couple weeks into freshman year, people around campus saw me with a black eye. Like, they knew me as the girl with the black eye, and they thought that Philip had punched me in the face or something. DJ Diamond said that's what she thought when she saw me. But yeah, they're like, oh my God, this girl's boyfriend freaking punched her in the face. I was like, are you guys for real? Like, no, that's not what happened. I just got completely shwasted and ate the floor. So that was that party. Let's see, what other juicy stories? Oh, okay. So this party was second semester of sophomore year. And DJ Diamond was actually with me. And it was at this little tiny apartment that always throws parties. So we were like, oh, yeah, let's go. Like, we know the guys who live there. So we were chilling. We show up and, like, you know, there's just people there that we don't really vibe well with. So we were already off to, like, a rocky start. So we're chilling in the kitchen and drinking our drinks, whatever, chilling. And then all of a sudden, this girl, she was a foreign exchange student. And she was extremely tall. And she was 22 years old. So she was older than everyone at that party. But she was on the floor. Was she on the couch? I'm asking DJ Diamond because it's like a little, the story's a little. She was sitting on the couch, but she was completely passed out. Her neck looked like it was broken. And, you know, everyone, like, no one was doing anything. The people that I said we weren't vibing well with, they literally were laughing at her and just weren't doing anything. And I didn't want to be that person to just watch. Like, I was thinking, like, the worst situation. Like, she could be dying because she just looked so bad. And I did not want that on my conscience. I was like, I don't want to be that person to just watch someone, like be in this situation, whatever. So I went up to the girl. She tries kissing me, like, multiple times. I'm 5'2", 5'3". This girl's at least six foot, honestly. Yeah. And so I'm trying to, like, help this girl out. And I'm like, we need to get her water, blah, blah, blah. Like, her eyes are, like, opening and shutting, and she just is totally gone. So one of the guys that lives in the apartment, he's like, oh, I know her. Like, I'll get her water. I'll help her. I'll help her into the bathroom. So I'm like, okay. I just, like, step back at that point. And he goes up to her and picks her up off the couch. And she's taller than him, too. So immediately, he buckles under her weight. He's carrying her. His body's bent in half trying to carry this girl. I'm sorry, guys. I need to take a minute. I can't stop laughing. Oh, my God. Okay. DJ Goody, you need to control yourself. So the guy is bent in half trying to carry this girl's weight. And meanwhile, he's yelling, she collapsed on me. She collapsed on me. Like, she's literally, her arms and legs, she's in a star position just on top of this kid, this poor guy. And he completely lets her go, like, collapses, gets under her, though, and she just crashes into all the chairs that are, like, set up in the living room. And I'm pretty sure he falls on the ground too. So I was like, oh my God, you guys, it's gonna take pretty much all of us to move this girl into the bathroom. And her roommate was there, but she was so gone too that she was just hella annoying. And I just wanted her to, like, get out of my face because I was like, you are just too drunk yourself to do anything about this girl. So I'm like, okay, guys, like, let's get this girl into the bathroom. So seriously, like, five or six of us, we each get a part of her body and are dragging her into the bathroom. And her neck, I was so scared of her neck because it was so bent. I thought, like, it was going to snap off. And so we finally get her into this tiny bathroom, and that's when her roommate comes in. She's like, I got it from here, like, you guys, it's okay, she's my roommate. I'm like, okay, girl, like, fine, whatever. So I tell her roommate, I'm like, you need to support her neck, don't let her, like, fall off the toilet, just put a cold washcloth on her neck, give her water, but like, keep her neck straight. Like, don't let her neck freaking snap in half. And she's like, I got it. Okay, thank you so much. I'm like, okay, deuces, rolling out right now. Like, and I come out, and DJ Diamond's cracking up in the kitchen because she just can't get over what happened. This poor guy trying to carry her to the bathroom and completely collapsing. And before the five or six of us got her in the bathroom, we collapsed too, like, twice. This girl is pure muscle, like, 6 feet of muscle just on top of us. And so, with that, I will always remember that story. He apparently had class with her the next day and was just like, oh, yeah, she's going to hate our class tomorrow. I can't wait to bring this up to her. But, yeah, I thought that story was, or that party was so funny. And I thought, I hope you guys thought it was as funny as we did, because I'm dying. But I think it's time to go to our next break, you guys. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Awkward, and I'm DJ Goody.
Around me trying to dodge bullets. Serve a pack of chickens and a Dodge Henry. Around me trying to dodge bullets. Around me, I'm twin sisters.
Hey guys, we're back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Awkward, and I'm DJ Goody. So, before we went to break, I was telling you guys some party stories, and I was talking with DJ Diamond about what party story to mention next, and she said, you know, how about last night's? And I was like, yeah, for sure. Like, maybe that will be the closer story. But I wanted to tell you guys about Chico and how DJ Diamond and I, you know, planned this trip with our other friend Katie to go to Chico for the whole weekend because, was this freshman year? Freshman year, yeah. Freshman year, second semester, I believe. And, you know, Dominican University is a dry campus. There aren't a whole lot of parties going on, but Chico is turnt, you know, all day, every day. So, oh, and she's really good friends with a girl that goes to Chico State. So that's why we decided to go down there, visit, get, you know, try to get the college, like the real college experience, because apparently we weren't getting it the beginning of our freshman year of college. So anyway, we go down there, we drive Thursday to Sunday, and we got a hotel, and I don't even know where to start with this story, honestly. It was just like so much packed into those 3 days, 2 days, but we of course got food because you can never drink on an empty stomach. And then we got alcohol from, I guess it's called, what is it called, DJ Diamond? The alcohol that's like really popular. Brunettes. I guess it's like, it's kind of like Four Locos here, but like pure alcohol. So for $7, you will get wasted. And so we were like, oh yeah, like that's going to be easy. Just drink this and we're good to go. So her friend Nicole takes us out, and you kind of just walk down the street in Chico and you just walk into whatever house is having a party. And the first house we went to, they were so welcoming. They're like, hey, like come slap the bag. And if you like, I didn't know what that was. Alyssa, DJ Diamond, had been there before us, so she knew what slapping the wine bag was, but I didn't, and Katie didn't either, I don't think. But it's basically boxed wine, and you take the bag out of the box, and you just chug it for however long you can take it. But before you do that, you, of course, slap the shit out of it. And so they're like, oh, yeah, Emma, like, you do it first. So I'm like, hell yeah. So they give me the bag, and I'm like, oh, what did I get myself into? Oh, my God. I slap the bag a few times because apparently the first time wasn't hard enough. And I do it for, like, what, 10 seconds? To me, like, now, that's not even that long. But then I was, like, so proud of myself. I was like, 10 seconds, hell yeah. Like, beat that. And so that was, like, the first minute we walked into the party. And from then on, it just kind of went downhill. Like, we went, where did we go after that? We went to a cul-de-sac. Oh my God. Okay, so there was just this house in like the middle of this field kind of, and I was like, Alyssa and I, oh my God, DJ Diamond and I, like, oh yeah, oh my God, this is very provocative, you guys, but Katie, she was going to the bathroom by herself in the bushes, and she comes out to Alyssa and she's like, Alyssa, like, my underwear. And she's holding her underwear, and Alyssa's like, why'd you take your underwear off? Like, she's like, I just didn't feel like wearing them anymore. She's like, oh my God. So she just DJ Diamond just tosses the poor girl's underwear in the back in the bush, and Katie puts on her pants. And like me, I don't know where I am at this point. I think I was just like in a bush of some sort, doing God knows what. Oh my God, that's a whole nother issue. But I come back, and these two guys that we had met along the way, they were such douches, okay? And they were like trying to have a threesome with DJ Diamond and I, and they were like so set on it. They're like, oh my God, yeah, like we have a car this way. We're like, oh yeah, let's just like, hell yeah, let's just get in your freaking beat down car and have a threesome. Like, oh yeah, like who in their right mind, like, come on, not even in a drunk mind would that be a great idea. I'm not into that at all. Oh Yeah, come to find, they lied about their age. They said that they were sophomores in college, and apparently, like, I found out later on that they were actually seniors in high school. They had just become seniors in high school, and they were, you know, in Chico, just trying to do what we were doing, having a good time. So I was like, oh my God, what douches. And they kept making, like, just rude comments to, like, DJ Diamond and Katie, and it was just, like, so unnecessary. And so we, like, hated those guys from that point on, and we kept seeing them everywhere, and we were like, oh my God. But so the second night at Chico, DJ Diamond was, you know, she was visiting with another friend. And so Katie and I were all alone. And I can't remember. I think it was when we were leaving the parties. We were coming out of a frat house. And DJ Diamond disappears. She goes off with her friend. And Katie and I are sitting on the grass, just like, well, what do we do now? I'm like, what do we do, Katie? Like, I'm gone. You're gone. How do we get back to our hotel? And Katie, she's like, hey, look, a taxi. And hold on. I think there's a maintenance worker wondering if we're in the studio right now. Okay, this is weird. All right, so we're good to go. So Katie's like, hey, look, a taxi. And yeah, a taxi is driving down the street, but it's for someone else because we didn't call it. She's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. So she grabs my hand, and we jump inside this taxi that's not for us. And Katie lost her debit card and her license. Oh, she lost both. Oh, my God. So she lost both. And so I was the only one with a form of payment. I didn't have cash on me. So I was like, oh, my God. And Katie's like, do we just, like, jump out of the car when we're close to the hotel? I'm like, no, Katie. Like, what the hell? He'll run after us. So I'm like, sir, can we stop by a 7-Eleven, blah, blah, blah. So I take out cash. It takes me about five tries to get it right because I'm so drunk at this point. And I take out cash. He takes us to the hotel. And I give him, I think, like $20, $25. And it was a $7 taxi ride. And I was like, is $20 enough? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, that's perfect. I'm like, you're scamming us. Like, you're taking advantage of two drunk girls. Like, how dare you? So he drops us off at the hotel. And meanwhile, the guys that were trying to have a threesome with DJ Diamond and I were still, like, hitting me up because they got my number somehow. And they're like, oh, my God, we're in the same hotel as you. Like, you want to come over? And Katie's like, yeah, Eva, go ahead. Like, you're fine. Have a good time. She didn't really grasp the whole situation. I was like, Katie, you're an idiot. Go to bed. Like, even though I'm wasted out of my mind, I still know that, like, that's not okay. But, yeah, Chico, man, that was the craziest time of my life. It was so fun. Like, even this far, junior year into college, like, looking back, Chico was definitely the craziest, and I don't think I ever want to return. It ruined me. Like, it seriously scarred me for life. I don't want to go back. I think I got my fill of, like, hardcore partying, and I'm good to go. Like, I'm set for life. Driving home from Chico, or driving back to school from Chico, we were all just still lit out of our minds. There was one point we were all silent in the car, and at one point we just all started busting up out of nowhere, and we were like, yep, I think it's hitting us again. And we're just losing our minds on the way back to school. And, like, now thinking about it, my Snapchat story of that weekend, people were waiting for our Snapchats to load because they knew we were in Chico, and we were, like, posting the craziest stuff. DJ Diamond and I had a couple kissing pictures on Snapchat. Katie and I did too. Like, we tried to do, like, a three-way kiss between Katie, DJ Diamond, and I. It was just so, oh my God, it was just so out there. I can't I can't handle, like, I can't grasp that experience completely. It was just so crazy. When we got back to school, people were asking us if we were okay. Like, they were so concerned for our lives, and with good reason, too, honestly. But with that story, I'm going to go to my final break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Awkward, and I'm DJ Goody. Hey guys, we're back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Awkward, and I'm DJ Goody. So I was telling you guys about mine and DJ Diamond's Chico experience, and I just wanted to add something that we were talking about over break. It was the morning after Katie and I had stole the taxi, and DJ Diamond went with her friend that she was visiting. And DJ Diamond texts me in the morning, and she's like, SOS, I need a ride back to the hotel. Can you pick me up? And, you know, we had gone back to the hotel, like, that same morning. So Katie was still, like, drunk and high, I believe. And so I was the more sober one, but I still wasn't, like, completely sober. So I drive. Won't do that again. And we go to pick up DJ Diamond, and as soon as this girl walks out of the school, was it the school? Yeah, it was the school dorm. And I just see her. She's wearing her black, like, booty shorts, and they're not even buttoned or zipped, for that matter. She's not wearing any shoes, just socks. She's wearing a tank top with no bra on. And she just looks so, oh my God, she looked like a piece of shit, you guys. Like, no offense to DJ Diamond, but she looked like a train wreck. It looked like a train just ran over her.
Literally
ran over her. But she gets in the car, and as soon as she gets in the car, it just reeks. Oh my God, like, I look into the back seat, and I'm like, DJ Diamond, like, you just reek of sex. Like, what the hell? And she's like, I didn't know there was, like, a thing. Like, that was a thing. I was like, yeah, well, you smell that in the air? Yeah, that's what it smells like. And she was, like, sweating. And I was like, what the hell happened to you? And so I'm like, okay, let's just get this girl home. She's a mess. She goes, I look like a piece of shit. I smell like a piece of shit. I am a piece of shit. And so we, like, are on our way back to the hotel. And I, of course, not being 100% sober, I run a red light. And there's a fire truck watching. And there's this bitter soccer mom that's watching too. And she's, like, yelling at us through her car. And I pull over really fast. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm so nervous right now. DJ Diamond, you're going to have to take over. And she's like, okay. So she drives us to the hotel. We get back safe. And that's the end of that. Okay, so new party. I'm going to talk about last night. Nothing, it was a chill night. It wasn't Chico crazy. It wasn't as crazy as most parties we've been to. DJ Diamond was practically sober. No, she was, like, she didn't drink. Her throat hurt, so she wasn't about to irritate it again. And so my friends and I, we drove there. It took our friend Tina about 7 tries to parallel park her car. I was like, you guys, I'm turnt as, like, AF right now, and I could parallel park this car way better than you can. DJ Diamond, don't hurt yourself on the mixer. Jeez. So we finally park the car. We go in. It's a pool hall kind of thing downtown San Rafael. Really cool. And it's super hot. Everyone's there just sweating their asses off. And my roommate and I, we're, like, walking to the bathroom or from the bathroom. I can't remember. And I was feeling really, like, fired up, I guess, and just really sassy. And one of the basketball boys was, like, tapping my roommate's head, and then he was about to tap my head with his hand. And I grabbed his hand, and I threw it, like, away from me, and I was like, don't touch me. And I, like, walked off. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, that was not necessary. Like, calm down, DJ Goody. You did not need to act all, like, bad like that. That was not good. But the whole night, I just have to call this person out because it was hilarious. Captain Quality, if you're listening, just know I was watching you last night, and you were hovering. You were for sure hovering like a little plane, okay? And, like, it cracked me up. Like, I was trying to dodge Captain Quality just to, like, mess with him. Because I knew he was walking to me. And so I would, like, dodge him just to, like, I don't know, just to mess with him. Because, you know, Captain Quality's fun to mess with. And his face, every time, like, every time he saw me, his face just, like, it was like he saw me for the first time in his whole life. His eyes just got super big. And he, like, if you know Captain Quality, you know his smile. It is the cheesiest smile you will ever see in your life. And it just, like, cracked you up. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Captain Quality. Like, it was really nice talking to you last night when we did get a chance. I don't remember if we did get a chance. But it was really nice talking to you, if we did. Well, we had a fun time last night. Pretty chill. I said hi to a lot of people that I said hi to Philip, actually, you guys. Like, it was the first time I had talked to Philip since freshman year, since that whole situation happened. And I was super proud of myself because I've just been, like, holding on to that bitter seed. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to say hi to him, like, F that, F him, whatever. But yeah, I actually said hi to him, and he was super shocked because I passed right in front of him, and he looked away because, you know, I was avoiding him, so he was avoiding me. And then as soon as I was like, hey, like, he was like, he kind of stepped back, and he's like, hey, how are you? And so, like, I'm really glad that I was able to, like, make that first move because it was a big step for me, even though it doesn't seem like it. So I'm just, like, really happy that that happened last night. And, you know, everyone got back to the room safe and sound. And, yeah, it was just a good night overall. And I can't wait to go to the next party because parties are fun. And you should just, you know, do it. You should just party it up. Get schwasted. But, you know, be safe, guys. Protection. That's very important. Take a friend, too. But that is the end of my show, you guys. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm DJ Goody. This is Awkward. It's been officially awkward. I'll see you guys next time at radio, or I'll talk to you guys next time at radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. Nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Right. Queen with the crown, but for now, what's up? There are a few things that's for certain, my lady. We can make one, make babies. A rider and a ticket that comes with good planning and channeling your ambition. I noticed that that properly seemed efficient. They used to move keys, he call it a little different. Another one.
Work.
She put it down on me, I put them numbers up. All of that junk. She 21, okay, she old enough to drink, my God, be my love.